We are back. Visit Julian podcast, where we talk about and learn about all the great services and businesses and things to do in Julian. And that includes tattoos. There is a not new, but I would say new to those who are long time in coming to Julian, tattoo on 4th Street. What is the official name of your business?
The official name of the tattoo studio in town is Fawn House Tattoo Studio here in our quaint little town, Julian.
And your name is?
My name is Rachel Raven.
Cool.
And thank you so much today, Robin, for having me on.
Oh, really super happy to have you. And, you know, during COVID, I really had this, for a long time, I've had this tattoo in my head to get for my son and, you know, traveling and so it was like, when I saw you guys open on a particular evening when I was out here, I was super excited. So I am a customer. I have a Fawn House tattoo on my ankle. And I will say, one of the things that girls like me, I call myself a girl, sometimes we get a little nervous about getting a silly tattoo, and my tattoo is silly. It's a freaking, what is it? It's a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel, like, I wasn't made to feel like, really, I have to do a Ninja Turtle tattoo. He was chained in my tattoo, and he was super, super sweet about it, and he was super nice, and I had hairy legs, and it was like, he was just so nice. So for those of us who want the simple, silly tattoos that represent our lives, you guys made us feel really comfortable in the studio.
I'm really glad to hear that. I was brought into this tattoo industry by my mentor, Juana Alford, down in San Diego, who now owns Yokai House in El Cajon, another great studio. He, I always say, he not only taught me to tattoo, but he also taught me how to treat people. And it was always treat people better than how you want to be treated. And treat your clients, you know, no tattoo is too stupid, no tattoo is too little. And you should never make fun of someone for their idea. And honestly, it's the fun, silly tattoos that I always enjoy the most because I think they have the most meaning.
Right. Big story.
I mean, shoot, what do I have on me? I have a little ghost in a witch's hat, and that's Murray. And our...
This looks like a Rocky Horror Picture Show mouth.
Yeah. It's our apprentice, Faith Boyd, did that and had a great time doing it. Shane did that one, and... I don't know, tattoos to me just mark important moments, or they don't have to. They could just be, I wanted something, which I'm also totally for, you know. I've got tattoos from my feet to my head now, and not all of them have meaning. Some of them were just for fun, because I can.
Right. My daughter has a lot of tattoos, and hers are big. And as a mom, you kind of go, but it is what it is. But her husband's father is like, doesn't understand the whole tattoo thing. And this, I'm coming to a point, I promise, is that he says, your body is a temple. And my daughter said, my body is a canvas. So, you know, that's that kind of the argument of, you know, temple or canvas. And she's planning more tattoos. She loves tattoos. And so it's just, it's sort of just the way you look at it. For me, it's the silly little ones. I have my husband's name, which I got, you know, 20 years into our marriage, you know, a woman's empowerment on my arm, you know. So the little silly things, or those big, like my son, the full sleeve and all that kind of stuff. There's all kinds of tattoos.
There really are. And I would say for people, I grew up in a very Christian household. My parents are both brilliant educators. My dad's assistant superintendent. My mom's been teaching her entire life. I don't think anyone initially thought I was going to go into this industry. I'd always loved tattooing, and I think I was definitely meant to be a tattooer, but it was so clear to most people in my life that I was law enforcement when I switched into the tattoo industry, and that's kind of where I started to thrive and get these tattoos. It was a shock, you know? I have, my chest is completely done. Now my head is tattooed. My stomach is completely done. And you know what? My chest doesn't mean anything. They're beautiful flowers. That's it. But my stomach's really important to me. It's a deer, and that kind of coincides with my Instagram handle, Fire and Fawn, and my shop's name, Fawn House Tattoo Studio. I once had someone tell me, you know, you're very doe-eyed. Like, I'd always get, you're very doe-eyed, like, very cute, but you have this fire to you and this spirit. And, you know, I used to have long blonde hair, and I was very cute in appearance looking, but I had this fire and this drive to me, so that's where Fire and Fawn came from, and that's kind of what I grow with.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's nice to know, and it gives, like, it gives perspective, or understanding and a look into who you are and that kind of thing. So yeah, cool.
It's just great to know the town's been so receptive to the tattoo shop. Mm-hmm. It was kind of nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never owned a tattoo studio before, by all intents and purposes. Some say I shouldn't because I'm so young in this industry, and I acknowledge that. But I also have amazing mentors that continue to teach me, and that's why I think I can run this studio the way I do, because I have those outside influences that really help me grow it to be a successful studio.
That's awesome. I forgot to mention that we are interviewing during office hours. So if you're calling right now, sorry.
My bad.
No, it's my bad. I mean, we just had a lot of interviews today and who cares? That's life. But so your shop is on 4th Street in Julian, which is basically the street just because of where we're located, you know, behind Town Hall.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're just to give some people perspective on locations, used to be the Apple, Candied Apple is now Fat Anthony. And then there's Cards in a Box, which is a cool little collector's place. And then right next to that is Fawn House Tattoo.
Yes,
that's
we're
you.
Right there.
Yeah. And it's a cute little studio. It's not small, but it's not huge. It's
no,
just it's perfect
it's
little
quaint.
Space. Yeah.
We've got two artists, myself and Shane Howlers. And it's a great little studio. We are actively looking to hopefully move on to Main Street and expand because we're just doing that great up here, which is amazing.
That's really cool because Main Street is like, you know, Main Street.
Exactly. But it's been an amazing little studio. We've brought it so far. We've renoed the floors ourselves. Mm-hmm. We've really gone through it. We opened February 2020, so we were closed by March 2020 for
Isn't
COVID.
That crazy?
And we made it.
Yeah.
And I made it. I'm just blown away that we were able to, and I'm doing so well. It's kind of crazy. I turned 23 this month, so.
Oh, my God, you're 23.
I'm 23.
I was married with a child at 23. You're so, like, awesome with the entrepreneur and, you know, doing your thing. I mean, that's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's awesome that I'm young because I, you know, a lot of people come in and I'm tattooing them, and they're like, oh, I'm 19, I'm 20, I'm 21. I was like, oh, I'm 22. And they're like, oh my God, you've done so much. Like, how'd you do it?
Yeah.
And I credit a lot of it to, I enlisted at 17 and I was in the Navy. Shane and I are actually both veterans. So it's a veteran owned and operated shop, which is really cool. He was Marine Corps and I was Navy. But, you know, I don't think I was ever meant to stay in the military, but it taught me a lot. And it taught me I want to do exactly what I want to do. I don't want to be told what to do by other people.
Totally understand
and
that.
And if you ask
yeah.
my parents, they always would have been like, yeah, Rachel, you're not ever going to work for someone else.
Yeah. Until like, you're meant to be your own person. And then you found your passion that allows you to do that. It's that old cliche of, you know, do what you want and the money will follow.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it's about money is not important. But that was, like I said, the old cliche of, you know, you find your passion and then you make a living out of it.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Oh, my
cool.
God. I have the best job in the world. I doodle on people for a living. Like, are you kidding me? That's so awesome.
Right?
But I'm also extremely financially stable, which is really cool for a 23-year-old. I bought my first house at 20.
Good for you.
And I actually just sold.
Oh, so you're a millionaire at this point in 2022.
Yeah,
yeah. The real estate market as it is. Yeah.
But it's just been great. And I think for a lot of people, and I know for my parents in particular, their biggest fear was, I'm not going to be able to make a living
right,
doing
support
this.
Yourself and take care of yourself.
And
sure, that's every parent's fear.
It's every parent's fear, and especially, you know, coming from the household I did, they knew nothing about the tattoo industry. The first time my mother ever walked into a tattoo shop was when I was working at one. They had no idea what it was like, how hard it was, the hours I would work. But also, like, the financial stability that can come with it.
Sure.
But I always tell them, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing really great. I'm really comfortable. I can do what I want, but I probably work more than anyone you know.
Right,
you know?
Sure. Yeah, and that comes to, I say this as a mother, that comes with youth, you know, and at some point, you know, you'll be able to slow yourself down and decide.
I don't think so.
No, I know. Sure, you don't. Of course, you don't think so. You're 23.
That's
it's how condescending am I? But you know, you know, my daughter's 27. So, but kudos to you. So awesome. Now, the funny thing is, we are in Julian. Yes. There are, you know, themes that that hold through throughout town in Julian. That is the apple theme and the pie theme.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so you guys have totally just immersed yourselves and become part of the apple and the pie theme. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I mean, one of the biggest things that we tell our clients, like, come to Julian, make it an experience. You know, most of my clients drive from San Diego, if not from Northern California, where I also work at 12 Volt Tattoo. Amazing studio or amazing shop. But I'm like, come to Julian, make it an experience. Go get beer at Julian Beer Company and eat their barbecue. Go get cider from Julian Cider Company. Yeah. Like, and get pie. Like, come up here, do all the things, see the town, and get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Let us play into that. We've done so many little apple tattoos and little pie tattoos, and they've been so fun. And people are like, I'm in Julian, I'm getting a pie tattoo. I'm like, do it. Absolutely do it. I'm ashamed to say I don't have one yet, but
that's okay.
And you don't either, so.
No, I don't.
And both will have an appointment.
And I don't even like apple pie, so that's the first time I've admitted that for in public forum.
You're going to cut that part out.
I know, right? It's been editing. Now, but the funny thing is, I'll say, just because now we're talking about Julian, it doesn't matter if apple pie is not your favorite. Strawberry rhubarb from Apple Alley, the mountain berry at Mom's, and then the pumpkin apple at Julian Pie Company.
They're so brilliant. I was never a pie person until I moved back here.
Yeah, so there are plenty of other pies to love. It doesn't have to be apple. So.
No, completely, and it's not exclusive, but I think it is really cool that we're able to contribute to the town in that fact, and that we're able to reference our clients with other businesses.
You
know, people come in, we have our own special niche of people that come in, and they're like, well, what is there for people like us to do? I'm like, go to Apple Alley, go to the garage, the Julian garage, go over and see everyone at Julian Beer Company.
Like,
great people, you're gonna be welcomed there, you're gonna have a great time. And I don't know, I think for me it's really cool to see people like me and like-minded to me have now a place to express themselves. And I don't know, we've gotten a really positive amount of people coming in that are locals that are like, we're so happy to have a tattoo studio in town.
Me being one of them, for sure.
Where they can come hang out, meet us. And if even if you don't like tattoos but you're still interested, I highly encourage anyone to come meet us, see the shop,
ask your questions,
ask me questions. You're not gonna hurt my feelings. I'm not scared. It's okay. I'm tattooing your kids. You probably don't like me. That's okay. I just, God, I had the sweetest client just yesterday, actually. And she's like, I don't know how my parents were gonna feel about this, but I'm 18, I can do it. I was like, yes, you can, but if they have questions, come talk to me. Like, my parents would have never let me step foot in a tattoo shop at 18 if I still lived with them.
Sure.
So I'm more than open and welcoming to anyone who has questions, or if you just want to see the place, kind of know what we're about. We're not that scary, I promise.
My son was 18 for 13 hours and got a tattoo for his whole side tattooed.
Good for
and
him.
Apparently down here it really hurts, and he actually cried like at 18. It was like painful. It was a big joke though, because he got the word family tattooed on him.
Aww.
So I felt like it was a great failure and a great success all at the same time, because his very first tattoo was at 18 and 13 hours, and he got a giant family tattooed on his side.
At least he came home and showed you.
Yeah.
I think I got my first tattoo, and then I got my second tattoo. Came home because I was in the military, and my mom, one was visible, one wasn't. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you got a tattoo, you didn't tell us. And I was like, well, actually this is my second one.
Let me show you my first.
And it was a whole thing, but my parents have come extremely far.
I think society has come extremely far. It's you know, they're acceptable, they're accepted. First of all, if you don't accept them in the workplace, well, then you're not going to have anybody to work for you. Because I work as an executive director, and I have these two tattoos that when I start waving my arms around, they're visible,
well,
you know?
And appearance, especially when it comes to something like tattoo and self-expression, does not define your work ethic. I went to law school mm-hmm. for a very brief time, mm-hmm. and they looked at me very weird because of my tattoos, mm-hmm. and they made me choose. They said, you're either going to be an attorney or you're going to be a tattoo artist, and I was like, I'm being a tattoo artist.
That's not cool.
Yeah, and that's fine, but my work ethic has never been determined by what I look like or what others look like.
Sure, sure.
And I think a majority of society that isn't in that mindset yet could learn something from that.
Yeah,
because you're going to overlook some of the hardest working, mm-hmm. most creative, mm-hmm. and well-spoken people just because they have tattoos.
Right? Yeah, no, totally.
They have life experience. Yeah. They have drive. They show money-saving capabilities. Tattoos are not cheap. No, right? So when you see someone fully covered, you should be like, wow.
That guy's got some discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. I don't know. I think it's just a brilliant community to be part of. Mm. Other tattooers I meet, other artists I meet, they're just amazing people, mm-hmm. usually more than welcoming. Mm-hmm. Some aren't, but that's in every career.
Right, sure. What you've just described is people.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's
everywhere.
All we are.
Yeah,
any
that's it.
Stigma that we're not. No, we have the same workplace drama as a mm-hmm. corporate office. Mm-hmm. We might get to dress and look a little different, but I guarantee we're still going to have the same complaints from clients and customers. Mm-hmm. We're still going to battle the same problems you are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can only imagine what you go through in town hall answering phone all day and mm-hmm. giving people answers they don't want to hear.
Sure, sure. So. Well, yeah, and so hopefully the ones they do, but...
Yeah, and hopefully the ones they
right, yeah.
I'm sure everyone that calls here is absolutely amazing mm-hmm. and lovely.
And I'm absolutely amazing and lovely.
Yeah, just absolutely brilliant, Robin.
So, for your shop, what are your hours? And... outside those hours, like our appointments available, talk about how people can see you, schedule with you, and get a tattoo with you or Shane.
Absolutely. So we really love the fact that we make our own schedules, but for the most part, Friday through Sunday, from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock, mm-hmm. we are in shop. You can walk in, you can schedule an appointment, all of the above. Just come see us. If you're looking for a specific date and time, you can schedule ahead and make an appointment with us.
So for like a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you need like a Monday through Thursday appointment, message us. We'll see mm-hmm. what we can do for you. Mm-hmm. And we'll schedule you like that. You can get a hold of us. I mean, if it's the weekends, I highly encourage you coming in.
Sure.
But if not, you can get a hold of us over our phone number, which is listed online, or through Instagram. That's our main form. So... at Fawn House Tattoo Studio. Mm-hmm.
Which I'll have a link to on the show notes so people will be able to get to it. Uh-huh.
And then my Instagram is Fire and Fawn, and Shane is S. Howler's Art. So message us through there. That's usually where we're most responsive because we are in that day and age of, you know, social media.
Right. I remember when I called you before, like way before I got my tattoo, and I left you a voicemail. And literally when I hung up, I'm like, you are an idiot. Nobody listens to voicemail anymore, including me. I don't listen to voicemail. Why did I just leave a voicemail? That's just dumb.
Yeah.
So yeah,
text
for sure.
Text us, leave a voicemail. I'll listen to it.
Eventually, right.
But text us, message us over Instagram. Uh-huh. Feel free to email us.
Okay, cool.
We're easy to get a hold of. You can call the chamber and Robin can direct you to us.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Because I think it's important for the locals to know, because as you can be aware, we don't come to town on the weekends if we don't have to. And I mean, because we want to leave the space available for the tourists to enjoy.
Absolutely.
It's a completely unselfish motivation that we don't come to town on the weekends.
Absolutely.
Those are other ways to get in touch with you. And then, you know, for the locals to schedule, they don't have to schedule on the weekends. But they do need to... you know, reach out to you to schedule alternatively to the weekends.
Yeah, and we're busy on weekends. Like, it's amazing the traffic we get.
That's
even
great.
Being on that back street. Mm-hmm. So I would hate to turn a local away over a tourist. It happens. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But help me minimize that by making that appointment ahead
by making
of time
an appointment,
so I can prioritize our people. Because I think that's really important. Like, I love... our local community. I love getting to know people in this community. I'm still new to Julian. I've only been up here for, 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. So meeting the locals and making those connections mean the world to me.
Sure. Yeah. And, you never know. It was a car accident on a tow truck and it was like, wow. It scared me. You meet a local and you, engage with them and you captivate them by your amazing, you know, wordsmith skills and all that stuff. And then they have a friend who wants a tattoo and everybody wants to visit Julian. So they can recommend you, hey, come up to Julian, see me. And there's this great tattoo studio in Julian. So by engaging with the locals, you know, you help your word of mouth spreading about.
And it's really cool when I'm able to like tell clients like, hey, go book a room at the Gold Rush hotel. Mm-hmm. Grab dinner over at Jeremy's and Julian Beer Company or the Julian Grill. Mm-hmm. And then come get a tattoo. Make a weekend out of it. Yeah. Have a staycation. You're in San Diego. Get out of the concrete jungle.
Right. Yeah. Enjoy. I have to put a plug in. Enjoy Lake Cuyamaca. That's
the Cuyamaca Pub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now the pub, too. But the lake itself. And
beautiful. And Meany Winery.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. Yeah.
I tell you, there's so much stuff out here, and it's great to have an addition to the community that's, you know, it's new. I mean, it's not just a new business. It's a new idea for, you know, historic little town. And I'm really thrilled to hear that you're having success in this environment. Not that it's a closed environment. It's just a very...
It's not where you'd expect to find
it. Exactly. It is what it is. It's historic, it's sort of quaint.
Julian had its niche and I was really worried about coming in here and upsetting it, but that was never my intention. It was just to add and bring maybe a different crowd where they feel comfortable. I mean we also have people like Quinn's Knives.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. We're over there all the time hanging out and talking. Like, that's our people. And it's cool that I'm able to bring that to town, and I feel very honored that the town has been so welcoming with us and opened us with such gracious arms and allowed us to tattoo and kind of take care of us. I know we've gotten referrals like from other restaurants and people being like, hey, I saw you have tattoos. You should go see Rachel and Shane over at Fawn House. Like, it's a tiny tattoo studio up here. So I think that's amazing.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I know that some tattoo... getters are very loyal to their tattoo artists too. You know, and so
the loyalty runs deep.
It can be. I know, like, my son, he's out in Temecula. Mm-hmm. That's his dude.
Yep.
I'm more like convenience, like, okay, convenience. If you're not gonna, you know, rip me apart and do something horrible, you're right here. And you know, so for me, it was like super, I've wanted this ninja tattoo forever for my son and to represent my son on me. And, you know, I just don't have the time to travel to Temecula. I don't have the time to, you know, and so, you know, you proved yourself as being a foundation here in Julian. So I felt comfortable that I could go, all right, look, I can walk there after I just had dinner and get my tattoo. And so, you know, that was very convenient for me. And so I know that there's the loyalty base, but pay attention to the referrals. Check you guys out on Instagram. Absolutely. You guys got skills.
Not to mention, I just got hired to tattoo at a wedding.
Oh my gosh. How cool.
So I'm going to set up like a whole station at this lady's wedding in June. And I'm going to tattoo their bridal parties. I have fake little temporary tattoos for the kids and the more experienced clientele that might not want something permanent.
Sure.
But I'm stoked. That's something I've never done before.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, how the world inside society and culture is evolving. I think that's super awesome.
So that's going to be really cool. And I know.
We're just yakkers, aren't we?
Absolutely.
I think that's totally cool, though. So just, we'll go ahead and wrap up, but anything you want to put out there that we didn't cover? I think you were really eloquent and really represented yourself well. I think it's just important that people know where you are.
Yeah.
And that you've been very opening to come in and check you out. And I should stop talking now and say, what else did you want to put out there before I go?
I would just say, please come visit us. Mm-hmm. If you don't like tattoos, come talk to me. I might not change your mind about getting them, but I might change your perspective on how you see other people with that.
I love that.
Come see the studio. Come talk with Shane and I. Just come look at our art. It might not be your taste. That's okay.
Yeah.
One of the amazing things about people is we don't all have to like the same things.
Well, the world would be a boring place if we did.
Exactly. Yeah. So I highly encourage, come check us out on Instagram. Come see us in shop. If you don't want a tattoo, we sell stickers. We sell prints. You can buy a tattoo for someone else.
Right.
You know, I guarantee someone in your family or close relationship
to your circle
likes it. So refer us.
Like,
help us, let us help the community. And if the community is listening, drop off business cards, bring us pamphlets, let us be your referral as well. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Rachel, this was super fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so cool.
All right, and check the show notes for all the contact information for Fawn House. Awesome.